Hello out there to all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Judy. I've titled it A Horrible Warning Behind the Curtain, as that harkens back to Judy Garland's most beloved movie, The Wizard of Oz. My short take is, it's a harsh look at the woman behind the magic of Judy Garland, a.k.a. Frances Ethel Gumm, her original name, in her waning professional months near the end of her life. Who should watch? This is adult fare only. Vulgar and blasphemous language, sexuality, implied pedophilia, scenes of alcohol and drug abuse make this not appropriate for children. My long take. One of the things I've learned in writing movie reviews is that once seriously analyzed, you never look at these celluloid miracles quite the same way. Not necessarily a bad thing, just different. Like when Dorothy gets a peek behind the wizard's curtains. She discovers truths about him that perhaps she didn't want to know, but at the same time makes him more accessible and were necessary to understand. This can be especially true about biographies, and Judy, a screenplay by Tom Edge, in turn based on the play The End of the Rainbow by Peter Quilter, is a prime example of learning more about the creation of a fantasy than is good for that imaginary world's longevity. I knew Judy Garland primarily for her unforgettable performance as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, like most of us. Judy gives a look into the industry that stole her childhood, made her feel betrayed by the adults who should have been protecting her, addicted her to pick-me-ups and barbiturates, and ultimately contributed to her untimely death at a prematurely aged 47. Renee Zellweger from Miss Potter, Bridget Jones, and Chicago, who was up for Best Actress for her astonishing performance in Judy, is mesmerizing. Zellweger has captured the look and essence of Judy Garland, not just the easy-to-imitate woman at the height of her career, but someone who was at the top of her game and now at the bottom of her own self-dug well, who, history dictates, will die in but a few months from a lifetime of physical abuse and addiction. Yet she is also a woman who has moments of great dignity and kindness in comforting a disconsolate fan, sparkles brilliantly showcasing her incredible talent. Zellweger shines forth as brightly in Garland's singing as she demonstrates the desperate darkness of Garland's personal lows in the last months of her life. Judy Garland blasted into America's consciousness with her role as Judy in The Wizard of Oz and never really left. Zellweger looks, sounds, and acts more like Judy Garland than Judy Garland. She demonstrates an incredible repertoire, performing Garland's iconic songs, The Trolley Song, Over the Rainbow, You Made Me Love You, Talk of the Town, By Myself, Get Happy, San Francisco, Zing with the Strings, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and Come Rain or Come Shine. These are worth seeing all by themselves, even if you have to fast forward the rest of the movie. But as good as Renee Z's performance is, the same cannot be said for the other performances, or the rest of the movie is directed by Rupert Gould, mostly known for BBC miniseries filmings of Shakespeare. I could not shake the feeling, even while knowing better, that this was a made-for-TV weekly weeper. The close-ups, the episodic nature of the scenes, and the mediocre caricature acting of the other performers made for a lukewarm film at best. Renee Zellweger appeared like a diamond sewn onto a waistcoat of a poorly fitting polyester suit from Walmart. No offense to Walmart. The supporting structure is not terrible and certainly serves its purpose, but is nothing special. The background soundtrack by Gabriel Yared is bland fare, applying fluffy, disconnected tunes to scenes, seemingly chosen from a standard library of emotion-emoting jingles. The cinematography, as I have indicated, harkens back to boob tube scandal of the wee bio fodder, which used to be sprinkled into the weekly TV guide. Judy's greatest virtue, aside from Renee Z's astonishing performance, is the horrible warning to parents who might have stars in their eyes. Releasing children into any industry without close parental supervision and protection is a disaster waiting to happen. Miss Garland's father cheated on Garland's mother with men. Judy's mother, according to the screenplay, as well as the prima facie evidence of Garland's precipitous decline, sold her to the Hollywood system. Neither parent raised or responsibly watched over her. The child Garland, played by Darcy Shaw in this movie, was tyrannically forced into eating and behavioral schedules torturous, inappropriate, and abusive to her slight frame. She was given pills to help her sleep and pills to wake her up so as to accommodate the brutal filming schedules. There were allegations of sexual advances from older men, including Louis B. Mayer, portrayed by Richard Cordery from About Time and Les Mis. In turn, Judy grew up pill-addicted, fragile, cynical, and desperate for the attention of men. She crashed four marriages and died 3 months after marrying her fifth husband, Mickey Deans, played by Flint Whitrock from La La Land, Unbroken, and Noah. Garland struggled desperately to be a better mother for her three children, Liza from her marriage to Vincent Minnelli, and Lorna and Joey with Sid Luft, played by Rufus Sewell from Hamlet and The Illusionist. But they have suffered from the sins of their parents as well. Miss Garland died at the age of 47, looking like she was the wrong side of 70. Liza Minnelli, Miss Garland's oldest child, expressly disapproved of the script, and I can understand why. Not only does it dig up dirt on poor Miss Garland like dirty underwear on a laundry line, but it serves no end but to satisfy curious titillation. Further, it tarnishes the idealized image of the little girl who went to Oz with which we all grew up. In Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury admitted to his failings and, despite his sufferings, carried on, tried to make amends with those he had hurt, and soldiered on writing music with his band until days before his death. Miss Garland, as shown in Judy, continued binge drinking, even showing up drunk to sold-out performances, resulting in her being booed off stage more than once. She fought for her own preferences over what was obviously in the best interest of her children. She was often unappreciative of the help of others that others tried to provide her, and was eventually fired by people who loved and respected her talent, even when they couldn't tolerate her unprofessional behavior any longer. As a result, she died penniless. There is something to be said for being a horrible warning. If keeping innocence out of the Hollywood system is the theme, it certainly serves that purpose and is worth viewing for that. But having grown up with one image of Dorothy, there is a part of me who, having now peeked behind the wizard's curtain, kind of wished I hadn't. Rest in peace, Judy. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven.com. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from a movie that reveals sad truths behind the fantasy of idealized show business.